CBS News. A hastily called meeting between President Nixon and his cabinet ended moments ago. I'm Douglas Edwards, reporting on the CBS radio network. More on this morning's cabinet meeting from Robert Pierpoint at the White House.
The president told his cabinet that he will stay in office and work on the problems of the country, apparently trying to stop rumors that he's considering resigning. According to Treasury Secretary William Simon, who talked with reporters immediately after the cabinet meeting, Simon said the president called the meeting to discuss the economy and specifically the problems of inflation. But Simon said President Nixon did explain the reasoning behind his damaging disclosures of yesterday, and Simon added,
he intends to stay on and allow the Constitution to be the overriding factor. We have the laws of this land, and he has sworn to uphold these laws.
Simon also said that no one in the cabinet meeting today suggested that President Nixon resign. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
More on the impeachment story in 1 minute.
Hi, this is your man on the street for Archway.
Sir?
Have you ever heard of Archway?
Well, I do believe I've seen the name on a big truck or transport.
Yes, Archway has many trucks on the road.
Yes, sir, Archway's a transportation company. Did it win some?
Well, no, not exactly. Archway is a cookie company. But you're a winner every time you buy any of Archway's 30 varieties in your favorite food market, including several filled cookies like these date-filled oatmeal. Here, try one.
Downright tasty. Reminds me of home cooking.
Well, that's why Archway calls their cookies home style.
Just plain good eating.
Well, now that you've tried them, sir, would you buy Archway cookies?
Anytime, you hear?
Archway, great cookie. Hey, y'all come back.
Like a rainbow shine.
While the call for the president's impeachment and removal from office approaches landslide proportions, there are still a few Republican voices crying out against the avalanche's roar. One of them is Senator Carl Curtis of Nebraska, who said he doesn't think the latest information released by Mr. Nixon should be the controlling factor in determining impeachment. Another defender is Representative Carl Landgrieve, the Indiana Republican, today took issue with Edward Hutchinson, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee. Hutchinson had opposed impeachment until yesterday, but now he's changed his mind.
With the new disclosures, it is clear to me the evidence is there to support Article 1, the obstruction of justice charge.
But Landgrieve recommended caution.
Let's keep it cool and thank God that it's 3 weeks until the voting line. And if Ed Hutchinson wants to walk out on the president, that's fine, but I'm hoping that he'll walk back in again after he hears from his people out there in southern Michigan.
The Government Accounting Office is checking the books to see if there's any legislative provision for public funds to pay for President Nixon's legal expenses in the event of trial by the Senate. If the GAO can't find such a provision, Democratic Senator Lord Benson of Texas says he's going to introduce a bill to that effect in the interests of fairness.
The amount of money we're talking about is small in comparison with the magnitude of the issue. Much more is at stake than the fate of one man. And I think Congress would make a serious mistake if it forces President Nixon to call on wealthy friends or some kind of a charitable fund to afford legal counsel.
The House Rules Committee has approved a resolution to permit television and radio broadcast of the impeachment debate in the House. Approval by the full House is generally predicted. A bomb exploded today in the Pan American Airlines terminal at the Los Angeles International Airport. Police say 4 persons are known dead. 18 are reported injured and hospitalized. On Wall Street, in trading to the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 19.25 on a volume of 11 million shares. Now this message.
Hart's Mountain announces the no flea guarantee. We're so sure our flea-killing collar kills any flea on your dog or cat, we'll give you an unconditional money-back guarantee. If not satisfied, write Hart's, Harrison, New Jersey. The Hart's flea-killing collar, the collar with a no flea guarantee.
Get the Hart's flea-killing collar immediately. We guarantee you'll never see an itchy flea.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sign-Off tablets. Sign-Off delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-Off helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-Off.
Exactly.
Sign-Off. The sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was given his clean bill of health today by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Kissinger had threatened to resign unless he got such a clearance in connection with his role in the wiretapping of national security aides and journalists. The committee agreed that Kissinger had not lied when he said last year that his only role in the affair was to supply names of aides with access to information of the type being leaked to reporters. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
NBC Radio News. This is Don Blair reporting. Defection among congressional Republicans from President Nixon has been gaining impetus all day. The latest, agreement by House Republican leadership that Mr. Nixon should resign. The story from NBC's Robert McCormick at the Capitol.
The agreement to push for President Nixon's resignation was made by the five top Republican House leaders, including the top man, John Rhodes of Arizona, his assistant, Les Ahrens of Illinois, and the number three man, John Anderson, also of Illinois. The action was particularly significant because it was the first organized Republican defection. Dozens of other influential House Republicans have abandoned the president, but more or less one at a time. The fact that the entire top echelon of the House moved away from the president at once is a serious blow to the president's hopes for survival.
And it's also reported that all Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee are now unanimous in their support of impeachment on Article 1. House Speaker Carl Albert says the House impeachment proceedings will probably be both speeded up and shortened. More news after this.
Hiya, folks. This is your old pal Archie Bunker talking. You know, I'm telling Edith the other night, there's a guy at Wake who's got more experience than any of the young punks down there. And he's been waking there for 20 years longer, and on top of that, he does a better job than any of the kids. She says, Archie, what are you talking about? I says, I think they're going to can the experienced guy because of his age. And him and me, we're both the same age. Oh, says Edith, they can't. It says right here in this book that Gloria brought home, the Federal Age Discrimination and Employment Act protects men and women between 40 and 65 from age discrimination in employment. I should say, give me that, I'll read it. And sure enough, that's what it says. And it says if you want more information, or if you have a complaint, you're supposed to call a wage hour office, U.S. Department of Labor. So I says to read it, you know, every now and then you're not such a thing, Beth.
President Nixon called in his cabinet this morning. Vice President Ford was there, too, to hear the president say he will not leave his office voluntarily. Treasury Secretary William Simon spoke with newsmen after the meeting.
He intends to stay on and allow the Constitution to be the overriding factor. We have the laws of this land, and he has sworn to uphold these laws.
Treasury Secretary William Simon. Almost lost in the flow of impeachment and resignation pro and con today, a report from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the committee has given Secretary of State Henry Kissinger a fresh vote of confidence in connection with the wiretapping of 17 government officials and newsmen in 1969 to 1971. Senator Hubert Humphrey, in announcing the report was out and approved, called Kissinger a tremendous national asset. On Wall Street, stocks moved up strongly at the opening amid prospects the Watergate situation might be put to rest with a presidential resignation. The market has settled back somewhat now. Dow Jones Industrials are up over 12 points in heavy trading. At one point, they were up more than 25 points. Los Angeles police now confirmed two dead in a bomb blast this morning at Los Angeles International Airport. The bomb reportedly went off in the ticket area of the Pan Am Airlines terminal. As many as six people were severely injured. You're listening to NBC News.
Aren't you glad?
Glad is what happens when you use Dial soap.
Aren't you glad?
You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial.
Aren't you glad?
And that's saying something.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You're your Dial. Aren't you glad? You're your Dial. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You're your Dial.
Amateur balloonist Robert Berger was killed today, only minutes after his balloon left New Jersey's Lakehurst Naval Air Station on his attempt at a transatlantic crossing. Police officer Robert Davis told NBC News Berger's balloon gondola hit the water of New Jersey's Barnegat Bay hard.
It just must have fell down pretty fast because people were saying it might have been a plane, so they don't know. It was like a gondola type thing because nobody really knew for sure what it was. It's not really that deep in water, but he probably hit the water so hard, you know. But I can't say nothing for sure because they're going to have an autopsy.
Berger's body was recovered by police about 2 hours ago. Robert Berger had not been in a balloon prior to today's transatlantic crossing attempt. The Hour's lead story, House Republican leadership is now in agreement that President Nixon should resign, and all Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee are now unanimous on impeachment on Article 1. President Nixon called in his cabinet today to tell them he will not resign, will not leave his office voluntarily. Don Blair, NBC News.